State officials are talking about more ways to cut the cost of the Lynn Canal shuttle ferries. They're what will replace a partially designed ship that could handle a larger variety of routes.
I have previously described the current 350-foot Alaska-class ferry as a stretch Leconte.
That's Marine Highways Chief Captain Mike Neusel addressing a recent phone meeting of the Southeast Conference's Transportation Committee. The Leconte, which serves Northern Southeast, has a cafeteria and crew quarters, allowing for longer sailings. Neusel says the shuttle ships will have none of those amenities.
The concept for the replacement Alaska-class shuttle ferry is really more of a stretched or supersized Lituya.
That ship, which links Ketchikan and Metlakatla, has an open car deck and a small passenger area. Neusel says details are far from being worked out, but having a partially uncovered car deck would save money. Juneau Mayor Merrill Sanford says the weather's often too rough for that.
All of us have been in Lynn Canal in times when we shouldn't have been and or wished we weren't. And unless you can really show me that it's safe, that's kind of a ridiculous concept to be even looking at.
Ferries now sail a single daily Juneau-Haines-Skagway round trip. The Leconte runs in the winter and the larger Malaspina in the summer. Earlier Alaska-class ferry plans called for much of the same. Neusel says more and smaller shuttles would allow for a flexible schedule.
The goal will be with two of these vessels and potentially a follow-on third vessel to run one of them Juneau to Haines and back every day, or perhaps with two crews twice a day, and to have an additional one of these vessels run back and forth four times per day or so between Haines and Skagway.
An eventual third shuttle would be homeported in Skagway and sail to and from Juneau. The change from one large ferry to several shuttles raised the ire of many involved in the Marine Highway, but not everyone. Juneau Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Kathy Romick serves on the Southeast Conference's Transportation Committee, as well as the Governor's Ferry Advisory Panel.
We originally asked that we could get two smaller vessels, and over the course of the last 5.5 years, this shuttle day boat has morphed into this big ship.
Several committee members asked about community input into the new design. Romick says she wants a review, but not a full set of hearings.
If we go back to the beginning, we will never get anything built, because that's what happened the last time. We went from a shuttle/day boat, and it got out of control. And now we've lost that.
Ferry Chief Neusel didn't yet know how public input would be taken, but he said residents already shared their ideas during the larger ship's planning process. That raised questions from Mike Korsmo of Skagway.
So what I'm hearing is basically that, you know, this plan is kind of somewhat solidified. I mean, you're going to, you know, say you're taking a public input, but you're going to go ahead with this plan, regardless of communities, mayors, legislators don't like it.
Neusel says the state is open to differing views, but wouldn't commit to using new ideas. Governor Sean Parnell announced his Alaska-class ferry plan in early December. It surprised some lawmakers, advisory board members, and ferry staff. Further discussion is expected before the House and Senate Transportation Committees, which are both chaired by Southeast legislators. It will also be on the agenda for the next Marine Transportation Advisory Board meeting. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.